me get to know ya. Hey, na, 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 na. Delve into emotion. Leave us in this moment. Yeah. Hello, welcome to the Liquor License Podcast, and we're doing our Getting to Know You segment of Craig Johnson. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the Liquor License Podcast.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for letting me join, and it's good to join you guys.
We're glad you're here.
Now, Craig will be joining our Kings of Horror episode, and he might be guest co-hosting on some of our other episodes. So, what we thought we'd do is introduce yourself to everyone. So, Craig, what do you do in your spare time, and what do you do for a living?
So I was raised in East Finchley in North London, and I'm a key worker in mental health care, and in my spare time I'm a photographer and artist, and I'll do like open house exhibitions in the local area and some online exhibitions and things like that. And it's my passion, and it keeps me sane.
Awesome. Do you want to plug anything, or whether it's social media? Do you have a website or something you would like to share?
Yeah, sure. I've got my Instagram is at CraigsWorld2. My Etsy shop is, if you search Etsy shop, Craig's World. Or the actual link is etsy.com/UK/shop/CraigsWorld. I've also got an exhibition. I've been shortlisted for London Coffee Festival in September at the Truman Brewery. And if you live locally in North London or the London area, I've got work in the Cup of Joy restaurant in East Finchley High Road starting in September, which is going to be pictures of my mom's done some photography of some sculptures in Parkland Walk, which is of the Spriggan, which is like the green man. He's like an eater of children's souls.
That's up my alley.
it was in one of Stephen King's short stories about Crouch End, and it's kind of spooky. I'm also co-exhibiting with David Grant, who you'll meet on here as well. He's going to join me for the podcast, fingers crossed.
Awesome. And
he was in a lot of bands in the 80s, such as Crown Affair and V-Saw X.
And we'll also feature all this information for our listeners if you join up to the LLpodcast.com, join the newsletter, and all the information about Craig's art and where you can find him will be listed in that. So we deal with a lot of different genres in our podcasting. And so what's your favorite film genre?
I'm a big movie fan, but it's probably got to be, because I'm pretty well known for liking really bad movies, which involve rubber monsters from the 80s. So we're talking Critters, Ghoulies, and Killer Clowns, for example. But I think
I love Killer Clowns.
My favorite movie that I watch a lot is probably, there's actually three. I think it's either Home Alone with probably Gremlins and The Nightmare Before Christmas, seasonal. But yeah, I'll watch Ghoulies too. It's like multiple times throughout the year. I'm quite well known for liking bad movies.
It's up there with Critters 1 and 2 as well.
I like Critters. I don't know anybody doesn't like those. Those are just good, clean fun.
Yeah. Ghoulies, they come out of the toilet, so that makes it even more special.
They'll get you in the end.
You know what? I've got to show Asher that this weekend when he comes here. His mother will kill me, but oh well.
Oh, Ghoulies. Ghoulies is like a good gateway drug into horror, I think.
Yeah.
I want a fish ghoulie. I'm trying to get my hands on an actual fish ghoulie prop. The one with the little abs with a bald head.
Oh, yeah.
It comes out of the swimming pool.
So that's your favorite film?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe Slash Troll was quite good as well.
What was that one?
Harry Potter Jr.
Oh. Do you have an early film memory you'd like to share?
Probably my earliest film memory would be watching The Neverending Story, I imagine, with my grandma, and probably Disney sing-along songs videos.
Re-traumatized by Artax.
Maybe the blisters were a bit...
Everybody says their first traumatic movie they watched when they were young was Artax drowning. You know, everybody...
That is harrowing. Yeah, that does, even now, it will probably touch a nerve if I watch it.
Somebody brought it up in a horror forum the other day ago. It's like, I cried when Artax died. Everybody did, I thought.
Who doesn't?
I think
like
you actually brought it up in your interview, Vicky, as well.
because we were talking about it. I don't remember who I got into it with about Artax, but someone was sending me funny memes about Artax. It's like, you know, I've got a bad sense of humor, so...
I mean, here on the Literary License Podcast, we find that when it's people dying and get maimed very horribly, we're okay with it. As soon as we get like something, an animal, it's like, oh my God, we can't deal with it. So
my mom's obsessed with watching Houston Animal Cops at the moment. And whenever we see the poor horses on there, it's just so harrowing to see it. I'm surprised I haven't seen one drowning in a swamp, you know, but...
I watched like the Animal Cops here. I'm a big animal person. It's like, yeah. I'm the kind of person that will bust your windshield in if there's a dog in there, because it gets like 117 degrees and just in the shade sometimes here. And there are people that do that.
Sorry.
I mean, look at the other side of this. If there's a child rolled up in there, like a 6-month-old child, it should just walk on by.
Yep. Nothing to see here. You know, but honestly, people actually forget that they have a child in the back seat. I just don't. And that people are saying, you know, now, like, to leave something in the front seat to remind you have a child in the back seat. How do you not remember you have a child in the back seat, you know?
Listen, my dad put my sister on top of the hood of the car, on top of the car.
Kelly.
She was not, yeah, of course, always Kelly. But when she was like 18 months old, and I don't know, he put the groceries in the car and forgot about her and drove off and got about 3 blocks until someone beeped to let him know that my sister's on top of the car in her car seat.
Well, I was left at the store at the top of the road, and the shopkeeper had to tell my mum that I was in the pram at the top of the road. So that's when my problem started, you know.
Oh my God.
So you can officially take that psychiatric line. It's like, if anyone finds fault with you, go blame my parents. And they did
because it was all my parents leaving me in the back seat of the car.
That's it.
What's your favorite book and author?
It's got to be Rose Madder by Stephen King. I just think that book is just amazing. I just couldn't put it down. It was just amazing book. And I really would love to see a film of it, but it hasn't happened yet for some reason. I'm not sure.
I'm quite surprised, because that's tell me if I'm right. That's the one about the woman has the abusive husband, and she goes off, and then she ends up doing audiobooks
with the painting.
Yeah, and the Matador, the Matador. Yeah. Yes, I read that.
Really, really cool.
I don't think I read that one.
Oh, it's amazing.
Which one is it?
So good, Rose Madder.
It's actually one of his.
Is it a novel? Is it like thinner is what I mean, kind of, sort of?
I would sit there and say it's probably
it's the same size as Dead Zone.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one.
It has this like fantasy side of it that is interwoven into it as well.
Mm. Gotcha.
I sit there and say it's really, I remember that one actually. And now that you mentioned that, I haven't thought of that for years, but now that you mentioned it, it's very vivid in my mind now.
I just can't place that one.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's a really
good one. Yeah, I will. Do you have any particular episode you're looking forward to doing this season?
When I saw the list, my eyes just was like, my head was going to blow up. I was like, some of the films is like, oh, yes, yes, yes. Killer Clowns especially. I
I know, you can't go wrong with it. Someone said they're doing a reboot of Killer Clowns. I really hope.
No, they're doing a sequel. The original directors and writers and producers of Killer Clowns
are going to do an actual sequel.
Yeah, it's not a reboot, it's a sequel.
Oh, thank God. It's like, please don't. No reboots.
And what else are you saying, Craig?
Well, anything Clive Barker, really. I'm going to try and do as many as I can, work permitting. As long as I'm not working on the weekend, I'll definitely be there for that session.
Well, the Kings of Horror, we actually do on a Saturday, but our two-for-ones, 80s, we do on a Friday night.
Okay, that's cool.
So you've done podcasting for other with other podcast platforms, and then you're actually joining us on for season 5. What do you like about podcasting?
I like expressing my opinions of what I like, but also finding out what other people's liked and see if they like the same thing or similar stuff, and just enjoying the experience together of reviewing something.
It's fun. We thought it was therapeutic. I think it's therapeutic because it makes me feel better the rest of the day. Especially if someone, you know, they all agree with me.
Bob Hoskins said it's good to talk, right?
Do you have any kind of favorite quote or saying that you like to share?
My favorite quote. I like a lot of Shakespeare stuff.
Yeah.
So there was one where he said, give thanks for what you are today, and go on fighting for what you're going to be tomorrow. So I like positive stuff.
That's very positive. I like that, dude.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it means a lot, especially nowadays, actually. I think we can all take away from stuff like
please,
that.
Please, yeah.
So do you have a special message to our fans that or something that's happened to you that's changed your life?
Changed my life. Probably, I think gratitude maybe has changed my life. I feel like I'm thankful for things that I've got in my life. I've been using a gratitude journal, so weekly I can just review my week, and because so much happens, time goes so quickly that you just lose track of what's happening and good experiences, and sometimes it's so easy to focus on like the negative stuff. Working in my field is you see a lot of challenging and quite harrowing things, but it's good to just stay on top of the good stuff and see the beauty in things. And I think that's why I like doing my photography of animals and wildlife and landscapes. And I just get to appreciate the beauty of the planet and things around me in the local area sort of thing.
There's definitely a lot of beauty in the planet. There's no doubt about that. When your time has passed on this earth, and we are all going to pass eventually, what's the one thing you would like to be remembered for?
Probably my photography of the local area and stuff, and people can remember some of the pictures that I've taken and exhibitions that I had maybe and things like that.
That seems pretty legit. I love photography. I love looking at people's pictures. But, you know, I have to look you up now. I'm going to creep all your stuff when we're done here.
I do a lot of surrealist stuff, so. Like Anne Hardy at the V&A is quite inspiring, and Greg Crudston, I love his stuff, and that's inspired me to do a lot of like fake alien invasion stuff in North Finchley, with a lot of ties to like New World Order and the planet Nibiru and conspiracy theories, and that's featured on like London Underground and stuff, and a lot of like Conrad Architects have got that, because I'll blow it up like 1 meter on aluminium and hand display it sort of thing.
That's cool.
I basically had my uncle's greenhouse, and we used smoke grass and methylated spirit in the pond in bowls, and I had a little alien figure that I got made at this little studio, and we used the TV aerial that had been dumped as an antennae to represent the ship, and then basically I used an old Wista camera. And I had it on an 8-hour exposure, so I've got like dusk and dawn in the same image. But what it is, it was on set timers, so it absorbed all the ambient light. So the greenhouse, it just hums this ethereal glow, which you couldn't really see because all the lights were out, but it was still absorbing. But it's really, really cool.
Sounds genius, actually.
And I did another one, which was like a modern take on The Wizard of Oz, where I used my uncle's garage and I put two legs sticking out with a lot of with black and white tights on. And I've called it The Witch is Dead, which is like a modern take on the ending of the where the house falls on the witch. Yeah, that is it's a bit quirky and a bit weird.
That's cool to me. My street. I'm definitely creeping all of your stuff.
I don't do normal. Well, I can do. I do a nice flower.
Normal's boring.
it's the personality and individuality that always speaks volumes.
Yes, it does. Can't give that up.
If you Google greenhouse gas and Craig Johnson, you might find it online.
I'm looking for you now. I like the picture. I want to see the picture of the greenhouse. That just sounds really cool.
So what I want to do is remind our listeners that I can find all Craig Johnson's and all his web links and where to find his artwork and stuff like that will be available through this interview, of course, on the show notes and also be included in the newsletter as well. So we want to thank you, Craig, for joining the Literary License Podcast, and we'll be seeing you for your first episode for The Dead Zone by Stephen King and The Dead Zone, directed by David Cronenberg, in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, right, that's cool. Going to be a good one.
Yeah, wicked. All right.
Got a lot of good people for that one. It's going to be fun.
Leave us in this moment.